Hello, everyone. It's time for Vanished Chicagoland Stories, the podcast. I'm your host, B. Castanis. This is episode 174, season 7. Today's date is November 5th, 2022. And thank you for joining me today. On today's program, I will talk about Wimpy's Hamburgers. Then I will talk about the Spiegel Company. That's a catalog company in Chicago. Also, I will do a tribute to Roger Treemstra. He was a meteorologist for WGN TV Channel 9 in Chicago. He did the weather and also on the radio. And I'll talk about my memories of him. So right now, the program will go into a commercial break. And this program is brought to you by Keebler Tato Skins. I remember these very well. And here's a commercial from the 1980s. And I think the commercial is from 1985, 86, around that time. So sit back and enjoy, everyone, and I'll be right back. Thank you.
Keebler presents the appealing taste of baked potato skins in a crunchy chip.
Potato skins got baked potato appeal because they're made with potatoes and skins that are real.
The Keebler elves make potato skin snack chips with real potatoes and skins.
Cheddar cheese and bacon, sour cream and chives, tasty baked potatoes.
And they finally got barbecue flavor too.
They're made with potatoes and skins that are real. Potato skins from Keebler. Baked potato appeal.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay, everyone, I am back. I hope you enjoyed the commercial for Keebler Tato Skins. I remember this product very well. They were very good. According to the commercial, the flavors they had was, went real fast, but it's like cheddar and bacon, sour cream and chive, and they have barbecue flavor. I believe there were more flavors as time went on during when the product was available. I don't know, but they don't make them anymore, but I think they make something similar to that, like TGIF Fridays or something, some other companies. I don't know. I don't know why they went out of business. I'm sorry. I don't know why the product was discontinued because they were very good. God, it was so long ago. You know, I'm guilty of snacks, you know, crunchy snacks. I love those, you know, potato chips, pretzels, Cheetos. I try to avoid them, most of them, because of the salt. You know, I'm getting older. I'm trying to stay away from that. But, you know, I'll have them in moderation. I love Dave Vitner's no salt potato chips. Those are good. You know, they're very tasty. They have no salt. I can eat as many as I like, you know. So that's wonderful. And I'm blessed with that. Okay, in the beginning of the program, I mentioned that I will talk about Wimpy's Hamburgers and the Spiegel Catalog Company. And also I'll do a tribute to Roger Treemstra, of the longtime meteorologist on WGN TV Channel 9. First, I'll talk about a couple of things about me, what's going on. Health-wise, I'm doing fine. I had two scans done, a CT scan that's around the pelvic area and also a bone scan. The bone scan, they found something. They found a spot by my 10th right rib. We don't know what it is. The doctor called me a couple of days ago and he says, what we will do is you will take another blood test and then you'll come into the office. That's a week. That will be a week later. That will be around December, early December, that is. And we'll take it from there. And he doesn't want to say anything to me because he doesn't know, you know, if it's serious or not, or it isn't. It'll depend on the PSA. He says if it goes up, it's suspicious, you know, there's something. But if it goes down, from the last previous test, I'm okay. As for the pelvic area, nothing. He found nothing. Everything was fine. He said it was excellent. So I think I'll be fine. Okay. Second of all, a lot of people noticed and they asked me, why aren't you posting on your Facebook page? And I explained that I'm temporarily blocked because of an ad I posted on one of my pages. And this was March of 2019. And somehow reported it. So I have limited access to those pages. I mean, I can comment. I can post as a visitor, which I've been doing that, so that helps a little. But as Vanish Chicago, I can't post. I can't edit. You know, I can't change them. That's not just for Vanish Chicago, and that's for the rest of the pages. So I'm stuck. I tried appealing. I tried contacting him. Nothing. That's how Facebook is. So I'm temporarily locked out. According to the email I got, I've got about 19 days left. So around Thanksgiving, everything will be back to normal. It's going to be a long time. But I can still post on my Facebook groups and my profile, so that's fine. So you can find me there. And it's a hindrance. Annoying, that is. So I don't want to say anything further. So I can still post on Twitter or Instagrams, which is okay, and do my podcasts. So it's just temporary, and I'll just have to wait it out. There's nothing I could do, unless some miracle comes by and have the block lifted. I don't think so, but I'd be very surprised if it happens even before that. So it'll be around November 23rd, 24th. I'll be back to normal. Okay, so let's get started. First off, I'm going to talk about Wimpy's Hamburgers. And I didn't find much information about about this place, but I did find one website that's a little, has more information about the company, you know, and the fast food chain. So I'll get started. It was first known as Wimpy Grills, and that was founded in Bloomington, Indiana, by a man named Edward Gold. And he started in 1934. Excuse me. And by that time, it had about 25 locations in the late 40s. And then in the 50s, he signed a license with some company to operate Wimpy Bar in the United Kingdom. And then they opened Wimpy's there. You know, and they were there for a long, long time. And I never ate there. Never. You know, I was too young. And by the time I was getting older, they were gone from the United States. So they just disappeared. They closed down. What I heard that Edward Gold had a heart attack in the 70s, and then nobody wanted to take him over. I don't know if he had family or not. And then they just closed down the restaurants in the United States. So that's a shame about that. And so it was their slogan was from a character from the Popeye cartoons. It was J. Wellington Wimpy, who was known as Wimpy. And he would always say in the cartoons, "I would gladly pay you Tuesday for a hamburger today." I always remember that. I used to watch Popeye cartoons on Channel 32, not the black and white ones. These are the ones from the 60s, and then they moved to Channel 44. But then I remember in the 70s they brought the black and white ones that were probably in the 30s and 40s. I remember that, and I used to watch them every day on Channel 32. Then they moved to Channel 44. Then Edward Gold copyrighted the slogan, joined the Wimpy Lucky Club, and you know, to promote business. And also there was a slogan called Wimpy, the glorified hamburger. A lot of people remember that. I saw a lot of comments on Facebook because a lot of people remembered the store and they remembered the, you know, and not the store, the restaurant, excuse me. Let's see, the first restaurant. The first restaurant opened in 1936, and then it opened in other cities in the Midwest. The one famous one was, it opened on the northeast corner of Randolph Street and Wabash Avenue in 1940. And it just took off. It was very popular. They were steam, and it had five whole round patties with a special sauce. I don't know if it's a special sauce in McDonald's, you know. Maybe. I don't know. Like that. So it was kind of funny. As I said, you know, Edward Gold died, and he died around 1977. You know, they closed. I found some of the locations of Wimpy's, and, you know, there were a few in downtown, also on the north side and the west side. There were about three of them in the downtown area. It was one on 159 North Wabash, which is the one I just mentioned. There was one on 20 West Monroe that was next to the Schubert Theater. And also on 17 East Washington Street. So there were about three. It grew up, and then it expanded to the suburbs and other parts of the city like that. I don't know, because this is before McDonald's, so I don't know. There were other hamburger places at the time. There was Henry's Hamburgers. There was Yakin Doodle Dandy. Remember that, you know? Henry's, I never went there. The Yankee Doodle Dandy, I did. I went there when I was a kid, like that. So, you know, at the time, during its peak, it was very popular, and they loved it. You know, people lined up to get that. Okay, so here is the locations that I mentioned. It was in the Loop, but let's see. I'm going to read them off in the Loop location. So there was one on North Clark Street on Madison Street, 17 East Washington Street, which I mentioned. That's at State Street. Also 20 West Monroe Street, also at State Street. And 50 East Randolph at Wabash, which I mentioned before. Also 140 North Dearborn at Randolph Street. And also 159 North Wabash. So it was like every corner you go around in the Loop, it was there. Just like McDonald's, in a way, sort of. You know, that's amazing like that during that time. So other locations in Chicago was at 1055 West Lawrence Avenue. That's on the north side. That's uptown, I believe. Also at the Hyde Park neighborhood. That was 1461 East Hyde Park Boulevard. Also 2004 North Harlem Avenue. That's like Armitage. I think that's like borders Elmwood Park. Also 3309 North Ashland. That's about Belmont. Also 4861 North Milwaukee. That's about Lawrence and Milwaukee. Also on the west side in the Austin neighborhood, that was at 5146 West Madison. So that's about Laramie. Around there. Also 5322 West Lawrence. So that's about at Laramie 2 Avenue. Also, there was another one in the Hyde Park area that was at 55th and South Lake Park. Also, there was one 6206 West Cermak Road. And I think that's Cicero that borders Berwyn. And there was one at 6350 North Lincoln Avenue. That's near Devon, but it was a drive-in, you know. With car hop service, you know, when girls come out and they serve you hamburgers, they wear those cute outfits. Also, on the south side, there was one at 71st and Kedzie. I don't remember that. And it also says there was one at Fort City Mall. I'm not sure about that. I remember seeing it when I lived there. It must have been in the 60s. So it was at 76 and Cicero, and also at 79th and Halsted in the Inglewood neighborhood. Okay. Others were at in the suburbs. One was at Schaumburg, and it opened when the Woodfield Mall, which it opened in 1971, and then in 6200 West Roosevelt Road in Oak Park. Also, two in Evergreen Park. One was at 98th Street and Western, right near the Evergreen Plaza. And there was one across the street at 95th and Western. So a lot of people remembered that one, according to the Facebook comments. I remember the, at 95th and Western. That must have been in the 50s or 60s around that time. And also there was one in Lakehurst Mall in Waukegan. So at that. And so they, you know, it went for business. Then they closed in the United States, and then they moved, and then it was very prominent in the United Kingdom, especially in London. So I saw some commercials on YouTube, and they showed, you know, they showed the hamburgers and the fries. They don't call them fries; they call them chips, like that. And they were there. It was in business for a long, long time. I don't know if it's still there. Some people claim that they closed them all down recently. Maybe there's a couple lingering all over the place. And then I heard now it's headquartered in South Africa. Oh, okay. And they have them there, you know. So if you travel to England, who knows? It might be closed. I'm not sure. And or you go to travel to South Africa, you go to Wimpy's and have a hamburger. No, we don't know. According to commercials, they look pretty good. So I can't say if they were wonderful because I never went there like that. So, and people still say that slogan, you know, the glorified hamburger. And they remember, a lot of people on Facebook mentioned their memories, like they, like their parents took them there, their grandparents, you know, after they go shopping in a loop, or they, after they see a show at the Schubert Theater, they, after that, stop by and get something to eat. You know, they have hamburgers, milkshake, fries, you know, that's kind of fun like that. Okay. So that's all for Wimpy's. So right now I will talk about the Spiegel Catalog Company. But first, I'm going to take a quick break. I'll be right back, everyone. Thank you. Okay, everyone, I am back. I hope you enjoyed the segment for Wimpy's Hamburgers. Right now, I'm going to talk about the Spiegel Company. We'll talk about my memories of this place and whatever information I gathered about it. So here we go. So the Spiegel, it was a retailer. It was found by a man named Joseph Spiegel, and it published a catalog, and it was competing with Sears and Montgomery Ward, and it advertised brands of apparel, accessories, footwear, houseware, you know, like appliances, toys, tools, electronics, you name it, they did that, and that's very... They also had the, so when you had a catalog, you, you know, they came in with an envelope and probably a list of things you want to order, like that. And it's been a while since I used a catalog and like that. And the first mail order catalog was from 1905, you know, and that was before Sears and Montgomery Ward did that. And it became very popular, and a lot of consumers enjoyed ordering like that. And also, what was very popular that is fashion. It was like dresses, and women were looking at the latest trends from Europe. And Spiegel provided that, so that's kind of cool, like that. And let's see. My memories of that, of the Spiegel Company, I used to see their catalogs, you know, when I was little. They were very colorful, you know, with the Spiegel brand and all that. Also on television. And I used to watch a lot of game shows. I still do when I was very little. You know, they showed them on Channel 5, Channel 2, Channel 7. And I think the three that stood out the most was Hollywood Squares and Sale of the Century. Maybe The Price is Right. I don't know. I don't remember. Probably. Probably in the early days. And also, Let's Make a Deal. I remember that when I watched Let's Make a Deal, the announcer would say the Spiegel Company. You know, they have that logo like that. And, of course, on Let's Make a Deal, that show's still on the air. You have Wayne Brady hosting, but when I watched it when I was little, it was Monty Hall. And at first, the show wasn't, people did not dress up in costumes. They were they dressed normally. You know, men wore suits, women wore dresses. Very nice. And then one day somebody dressed up in a crazy costume, and then it just caught Monty Hall's attention or the producers, and they said, why don't we do that? So they did Let's Make a Deal. So that worked, and it became very successful. My favorite thing in the show was when you pick curtain, either curtain number one, number two, and number three, and if you choose the wrong curtain, you get a donkey or kind of not a very nice prize, or Johnny Olsen would be he was the announcer, he dressed up like a farmer. So anyway, getting back to Spiegel, so they opened a store on the Chicago South Side, and it was also the office building. And that was built in the late 30s, and that was located at 1038 West 35th Street. So that's about like Morgan, 35th, in the Bridgeport neighborhood. And it was it's a huge place. And it was an office building, and I'm sure they had all the merchandise stored there, I believe. I don't know. I'm not so sure, but it was, and also they had a store there too. So if you were in the area and you parked, you would go there and purchase items. You can browse if you like, or even place an order for next time. Do that sort of thing. The building's still there. It was added to the National Register of Historic Places. So that's good. It's still there. I don't know what they use it now. I have no idea. Someone tells me it's for the Chicago Board of Education. Maybe. I don't know. I'm not sure. But I drove there one time. I was in the area about in the 80s, and I drove by and I saw the Spiegel sign. It was like the walkway across 35th Street. And it was kind of cool seeing that. And some people, they have fond memories of going there. They loved the store. They really did. They loved the merchandise and all that. And let's see. So I found some locations of the Spiegel stores. They had brick and mortar stores. So I found an ad from the Chicago Tribune from April 8th, 1948. And if I read the locations, it'll trigger your memory. So here we go. And there were quite a few in the Chicago Loop. You know, they were on State Street. Also on the north side, it was on 4740 North Sheridan. There was one 3226 on North Lincoln Avenue. Also two on Lincoln Avenue, that is. Yeah, 3226 Lincoln Avenue. Also two on Milwaukee Avenue, 2754, 4017. Also, there was one on 3323 West Lawrence. That's around Kedzie. Also at Devon and Western in Rogers Park, Westridge neighborhood, excuse me. Also, there were one on the west side at Madison and Pulaski. That's where that huge Goldblatt's building. A lot of people remember that. Also, it was at Belmont and Central. There was a big Sears store. Goldblatt's, excuse me. It was a Goldblatt's store. Yeah. It was also in the Brighton Park neighborhood at 4265 West Archer. Also, the one I mentioned at the 35th Street, the big, huge building. Also, there was one, 63rd and Halsted, which was in the Inglewood neighborhood. Also, 925 East 63rd Street. That's in the Woodlawn area, you know, above the Arrow. That's like about, it was South Park called, but it was Martin, now it's King Drive over there. Also, there was one in Berwyn at 6325 West Cermak. Also, there was one in the South Chicago neighborhood at 91st and Commercial. I never knew that. Also, at my old neighborhood in Roseland at 111th and 11105 South Michigan. I don't remember seeing that. I don't remember seeing it when I was little. I don't know. Maybe it closed before I moved there. That's amazing. And there was one in Oak Park on 1143 Lake Street. And also in Indiana and Joliet. And so they did, and also they had like specialty stores like that. So there's a lot of locations. I won't go into that. And also they had outlet stores. You know, Spiegel opened there as well. And I have an ad for that. And I will read the locations for the Spiegel outlet stores, and you might remember these locations. You know, it's kind of interesting. Okay, and so of course there was the one in 35th and Morgan. We know that there was one in Countryside at 9950 Joliet Road. Also in Deerfield, 220 South Waukegan Road. There was one at Downers Grove at 1432 Butterfield Road. When I finished the locations, I got a memory of that place. In a minute. Also, it was Gurney Mills. You know, it's in Gurney. Also, Morton Grove at 6811 Dempster. Also, there was one in Naperville at 2781 Aurora Avenue. Also, in Orland Park. This was at Orland Park Place, and I remember this. And I believe I went there one time with my mom. Yeah, she went to see something. So it was nice. It was a nice store. Also at Palatine, 1331 West Rand Road. And the last one was in Villa Park, 200 East North Avenue. Now, the one in Downers Grove, during the 80s, I was looking for work. And they were looking for customer service. And that's an area that makes me nervous. I don't like talking on the phones, because I worked in the travel business. And they had some openings at their office. This was not in Butterfield Road. This was in Oakbrook. It's those two brown buildings. If you're in the Oakbrook area and it's across the street from Oakbrook Center, you would know if you live in the area or have visited. That's at West 22nd Street and Route 83. So you know what? I applied through an employment agency, and they asked me if they're looking for people, you know, in customer service. I said, why not? I'll try it. So I went there and I applied, and they liked me and they said, would you like to start work? And I said, okay. Then I went through training over there, and I was a mess. I was too nervous. I couldn't remember. You know, you have to read through a script, you know, if you're a salesman, which I dislike. And that didn't work out well, you know, for me. This has happened various times in my life, you know, when I did customer service, and you have to talk like a robot. So I'm glad, you know, they weren't pleased, but they were understanding. So I told them this wasn't for me. So, and they said, okay, you know, you can leave, you know, you don't have to continue, which was so, because I did this, something similar when I worked at Sears. It was at, I forgot where it was. Yeah, it was in Oakbrook. It was the credit card division. And I worked for customer service, and, you know, I would call people at random, you know, would they like to apply for a Sears credit card? And, you know, I went through training and I did that, but, you know, there were days I didn't show up and I didn't want to do it anymore. And I just quit. I didn't like it. I didn't care. I remember the young man that got me the job, he called me one day and he yelled at me. I thought, I'm sorry. I just couldn't. I couldn't do it. So I was not a very, he was not a happy camper, and I don't think he wanted to use me again to look for another job. I think he got yelled at by someone. So that's my Spiegel memory and my Sears credit card memories like that. Okay, and you know, Spiegel was in business for quite a while. Then, you know, and then there was competition, and then a lot of people stayed away, and times have changed, and then online shopping came, and then they went out of business, and they had a website for a while, but then it's been taken down, so which is a shame. So a lot of people still remember Sears, Spiegel's, the Spiegel company that, you know, they remember the commercials, they remember the beautiful clothes, the merchandise, visiting to the store on West 35th Street in Chicago in the Bridgeport neighborhood, or any outlet stores that I mentioned. They enjoyed that. They really did. And that's a shame. But you can find catalogs on eBay, if you're interested. You know, it's nice to look back and look how the fashions were back then, and the toys and the other merchandise, which is kind of cool. Okay. Next up, I'm going to talk about Roger Treemstra. He was the meteorologist for WGN TV Channel 9 in Chicago, also on WGN Radio. When his death was announced yesterday, I was very sad because I used to watch him when I was little, and he seemed like a very nice man. I heard he had a great sense of humor, and he was on TV for a long, long time. And so right now I'm going to play it's a clip. It's a sound clip of him. It's a Chicago news break. So it's from the WGN News, and it's Roger Treemstra doing the news. Not the news, the weather. That's silly. So here's the news break from July 17th, 1986, with Roger Treemstra doing the weather. Here, so sit back and enjoy, everyone. Thank you.
Well, it was another warm one today. We got up to 94 degrees, the warmest so far this year. Looking at the radar, boy, I see no relief in sight for us at all. The good news, they're starting to get a little bit of rain in the southeastern part of the country. They still need a lot more. These showers and thunderstorms to the west are pretty widely scattered. We might see some of that activity coming into our area sometime late on Sunday, where it could cool off a little bit. We'll have the complete weather story at 9 o'clock.
Okay, everyone, I am back. I hope you enjoyed that clip of Roger Treemstra doing the weather. Oh, he sounded beautiful. That's how I just remembered him. Let me talk a little bit about him. He was from South Holland, graduate of Thornton Township High School. He earned an engineering degree from the Illinois Institute of Technology, served at the Air Force, and then he became a weather officer for the Strategic Weather Command. And then he worked at other places, and then he got hired as a part-time weatherman for WLS-TV. So that must have been about in the late 60s, like that. And then he joined WGN-TV, Channel 9, also WGN Radio, in 1967. And he was a backup weatherman for Harry Volkman. Yeah. So, He worked there in the 70s and 80s, and then he retired in 1998. And then, so I watched him for many years. I don't remember him watching him at night. Maybe during the day I saw him when I wasn't at school, or on the weekends. So probably the weekends I probably saw him. And also, he wrote a book. He really did. He wrote a book, and the book, it was called Cooler by the Lake, and I think he worked on this book for a long time. I'm sure he had help, and he talked about his life and about the weather, and they had a book signing a few years ago, and people came to visit him, and it was the outcome was very, it was wonderful. You know, people wanted to talk to Roger like that. Also, and also was with him were Tom Skilling and also Eddie Volkman, son of Harry Volkman. And they joined him. And that was kind of cool seeing that. And Tom Skilling got hired in 79, I believe. Yeah, in 79 or 80, around there. And Roger Treemster worked before him. It's like that. But they still work together. And also when Tom was off or Roger was off, you know, they filled in, you know, when they were doing the weather like that. But he was mostly on the radio. And I did listen to him from time to time on WGN Radio. You can recognize his voice, which is fine. And he worked with a lot of legends on the radio, like, for example, Wally Phillips, Roy Leonard, Bob Collins, and also Orion Samuelson and Max Armstrong. He worked with them and maybe others like that. So that's kind of nice. Yeah, it really is. And luckily I found an old TV ad in the newspaper, and I posted it yesterday on my social media accounts, and that was kind of cool. And people remembered him, they miss him, and they felt sad about him when he passed away. Another Chicago legend. Oh, that's kind of sad. Yeah, so I might buy his book, because I'm very curious, you know, what he wrote. And he probably has pictures, I would imagine, and talk about how he started. And so I love that kind of history, especially television history. And Roger was on TV probably a year ago, and he was talking to Paul Conrad, who does the weather on WGN Morning News, and it was hilarious. I think you could find that the clips probably on the internet or YouTube, and Roger was sharp, lucid, you know, and spot on. And he had a wonderful sense of humor. I enjoyed it very much. That was kind of cool. It was nice. And unfortunately, he passed away yesterday at the age of 92. He lived a long life, you know. So we'll miss him. Okay. So that'll be all for today. I'll do a recap of what I talked about on the program. I talked about Wimpy's Hamburgers, the Spiegel Catalog Company, and a tribute to Roger Treemsta of WGN-TV Channel 9 in Chicago. I will probably do another podcast on Tuesday. We'll see. And I'm going to do my TV Oblivion podcast. I haven't done one in about 2 weeks, so I'm going to do one tomorrow. So I'll get cracking on that. It's ready, but I have to get up information like that. And once this podcast is published, it'll be available wherever podcasts are available: Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music. Excuse me. Also, it'll be posted on my social media accounts, Facebook and Twitter. And it'll also be on my YouTube channel. And if you go to YouTube and do a search, Fan of Chicago and Stories, it'll be there. So it'll all be available this afternoon. So just be patient. Yeah, it takes time to do that. So thank you again for joining me. This is Pico Sanz, your host of Fan of Chicago and Stories. I had a wonderful time. Covered a lot of ground today. I enjoy doing it. I love it. So I hope to hear from you soon, next time on the next episode. And also, it's bye-bye from me. And here's Ray Rainer saying bye-bye now with a little traveling music. So take it away, Ray. So long, everyone. Take care. Bye.
We have to go. Bye-bye-bye.